From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Pete Stoughton.
Trauma will come to all of us sooner or later, but each of us has the capacity to understand and to heal ourselves. So says our first guest, renowned authority on post-traumatic stress and trauma, Dr. James Gordon. He joins us to discuss his new book, The Transformation, Discovering Wholeness and Healing After Trauma. He helps us understand that trauma is a human experience, not a pathological anomaly. But he says we can reverse all of the psychological and biological damage that trauma causes. Drawing on the latest scientific research, 50 years of clinical experience, timeless wisdom, and in inspiring life stories, Dr. Gordon shows how we meet the challenges that trauma brings and discover the ordinary joys as well as the meaning and purpose of our lives. He joins us now by phone. Dr. Gordon, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Well, it's so comforting to hear you say that we all experience PTSD, and never to diminish the degree, I suppose, because when we all have these traumatic experiences, I guess it's just varying degrees of how we deal with it, how we process it, and how we correct it and heal ourselves.
Yeah, we're all going to experience trauma if we haven't already, and we have the good fortune to grow old. We'll deal with our own physical frailty, we'll deal with the loss of people we love, and we'll deal with our impending death. Trauma is a part of life. Unfortunately, it happens very early on with too many people in the United States. Too many people are neglected and abused as small children. But the ordinary circumstances of any of our lives are going to produce traumatic events. Divorces, for example, or illnesses that our children may have, or disappointments at work or in our relationships with other people. So we're all going to experience trauma. We're not all going to develop PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which implies that we're going to become dysfunctional. But we are going to experience at some point or other the feelings of anxiety or apprehension, irritability, maybe social withdrawal. These are the things that follow traumatic events in our lives. And what we can do is we can become aware of what's going on with us and not see it as something mysterious that's visited on us from we know not where. And then we can learn the techniques that I teach in the transformation that are designed to balance the biological system of our body, to balance the fight or flight response that we experience that continues for a long time when we've been seriously traumatized, techniques that help to unfreeze our bodies and minds that get shut down when we get so worried because something terrible has happened. And then techniques and tools to help us use our imagination to look at the world differently and solve problems that have seemed insoluble and overwhelming. So it all is available. These are tools and techniques that anyone can use.
Dr. Gordon, you said we'll all experience trauma, but we won't all experience PTSD. And that is a very curious statement to me, because when we're in the throes of a traumatic experience, we often have this survival mode that kicks in and we think we're fine. And it's not until later, sometimes years later, that we recognize that we actually are suffering PTSD. And so I'm wondering how you identify it in yourself.
The distinction that I'm making is between the psychiatric diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder and the post-traumatic stress that happens to so many of us. Post-traumatic stress disorder has some very specific things, including anxiety, agitation, difficulty sleeping, flashbacks, memories of previous trauma, emotional withdrawal, shutting down, feeling numb, and also not functioning at the ordinary daily tasks. So there are people who do have this, and they're not able to just continue on. However, people with post-traumatic stress usually are able to maintain their functioning, but their are limited in certain ways. And as you suggest, they may not realize that they've been limited. They may be, you know, anxious and angry and have no idea, why am I so anxious? Why am I so angry? Or they may not even realize how anxious and angry they are until somebody points it out to them. And then they sort of wonder, well, what's going on? So I think the first thing is to start, but for all of us really, is to become aware of what's actually happening with us in each moment. And very simple techniques of meditation, the one that I teach in the transformation, is slow, deep breathing with your belly soft and relaxed, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And what people realize after doing this, sitting quietly, perhaps with eyes closed, and breathing slowly and deeply for about 5 minutes, is they start to realize, oh my God, I really feel more relaxed. I feel calmer. My shoulders, which were so tense, are finally letting down a little. I'm breathing more deeply. So that's the beginning, not only of counteracting the post-traumatic stress, but also in many cases of being aware of what's going on. We really need to stop and to quiet ourselves in order to achieve that awareness that you're referring to. Otherwise, we're kind of lost in what's going on.
Thank you, Doctor, for helping to clarify the difference between those two. Before we go into healing, I really am curious, was there a transformational experience or a transformational experience that you witnessed that really was the catalyst for your book and for your mindset change?
Well, you know, I saw these transformations. I had a sense of it with many people I work with. But fairly early on, when I was a psychiatric resident, I was working with a young woman whom I called Diana in the transformation. And she came, I met her in the middle of the night in the emergency room in the city hospital in the Bronx in New York City. And, you know, she was suicidal, and she, at various points, she had exhibited multiple personalities. She would be angry, furious 1 minute, and kind of weeping, sort of curled up in the corner in the next minute. And all these symptoms, she's had every kind of ominous psychiatric diagnosis, borderline personality, schizoaffective, bipolar. But what I discovered being, and she really was put on a variety of different medications, none of which did any good for her. She'd been hospitalized. But what I realized as I began to work with her, I realized where these strange symptoms were coming from, which was a childhood that was extremely abusive and neglectful as well. And then I began to see, as I gave her the opportunity to discover who she was, to feel safer in being with me, to feel supported, to feel that she could explore what was going on, that she could open up to me and use her imagination to look into these dark corners of her life. She began, you know, with me creating the opportunity for it, she began to put together the broken pieces of her life. And she began to be able to use her mind in a much more effective and complete way. She became much kinder to her children. She was able to use her imagination. So I saw the possibility of healing, even with somebody who had been horribly traumatized in childhood. And that helped to inspire me in working with other people. It gave me to understand that even those people who had been really broken on the wheel of life, that they could come back together, and not only come back together, but that they could be stronger and more kind and compassionate and more effective in the world than they had ever been before. And that was really inspiring to me. And then over the years, I began to learn a whole host of different techniques that I didn't know when I was first working with Diana that could make the process go more smoothly, faster, and more effectively. And those are the techniques that I teach in the transformation and the techniques that anybody can learn.
And we certainly don't want to give away all of your secrets, but so what? And before we go to those secrets, I also noticed you worked with a native tribe in South Dakota, Did that have also an impact in some of your transformational experiences?
I'm sorry, could you say, I didn't hear the last part. I work with...
A Native tribe in South Dakota. Did that
yes.
also play a significant part in your understanding
well, you
of
know,
different treatment?
That's been in much more recent years. We've been working on Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, and some of our faculty, some of our Center for Mind-Body Medicine faculty volunteered out there for a few years, spending some time teaching techniques like the slow, deep, soft belly breathing and using guided mental imagery, teaching techniques. And then there was an epidemic of youth suicide. 22 kids killed themselves in a year. And about 250 more kids went to the psychiatric emergency room in the hospital nearby with suicidal attempts or significant suicidal ideas. So I was able to raise enough funds to come in and do a much more intensive program. And what we did, which is what we do everywhere we go, is we combined the approach that we're offering, all these different techniques of self-care that I teach in the transformation and group support, we combined our approach with traditional Lakota healing, traditional Lakota ceremony, smudging with sage, chanting, dancing, playing flute music. And we created a program. We trained local people. And one of the things that we can do is that we've discovered is that you don't have to be a psychiatrist or psychologist or clinical social worker to be enormously helpful to other people, that many of the people we've trained have been rural high school teachers or community activists or peer counselors. And on Pine Ridge, we've trained tribal elders, and we've also trained youth peer counselors. And what's happened in the last 3 years is that there has only been one youth suicide instead of 22 in the year before we came, and that the numbers of kids who are going to the emergency room with suicidal attempts or ideas has gone way, way down. So we've brought in, and this is really important point, is we've brought in a culture of healing, a culture of wellness, a culture of mutual support. And that's in the transformation, I'm focused on teaching readers as individuals how to use the various techniques of self-care to help themselves. But I'm also encouraging, and I want to encourage listeners here who are using those techniques to share them with other people, to do the techniques that they're learning with friends or family members and to share them with others, because working with other people, feeling the support of other people, is also a crucially important part of healing from psychological trauma.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. James Gordon. His new book is The Transformation, Discovering Wholeness After Healing and Healing After Trauma. It's the first mind-body medicine program to reverse the psychological and biological damage of trauma. And Dr. Gordon, you know, you've talked a lot about self-care and about support groups. And I'm wondering, because I've been hearing a lot about it recently, and this would be in a therapeutic setting where someone else is sort of administering the therapy, EMDR. And I know it has, I'm not sure what the acronym stands for, eye movement, something or other. And it is specifically meant to deal with PTSD and sort of unlocking how we store it on a biological level. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. EMDR is a technique in which you turn your eyes from side to side, and it's used as, and you follow the finger of the therapist as the therapist moves it from side to side. And it's a technique that's designed to desensitize you to traumatic memories. And there's some good research that shows that it's quite effective. The techniques that I teach in the transformation also work on desensitization, but more than that, they give an entirely new perspective. They help people develop their own perspective on what the trauma means and what the lessons of the trauma may be, so that the techniques that we use, for example, the slow, deep, soft belly breathing, or moving your body actively, shaking and dancing, or spending time in nature, or learning the lessons that a family tree that members of your family can help you learn to understand your strengths and your vulnerabilities. those are all self-care techniques. They can be used together with EMDR, and there are many people are using the method and the transformation with EMDR. The thing, as you suggested, that's different is EMDR requires a therapist.
Right.
Whereas the techniques that I'm teaching in the transformation, anyone can learn for themselves. And then if they are in a therapeutic situation, whether they're using EMDR or cognitive therapy or other kinds of therapy, can be combined with these self-care techniques to produce a much more comprehensive and complete program. So it's not a matter of either or. It's a question of using what makes most sense to you. And in the appendix to the transformation, I do discuss EMDR, and I discuss a number of other therapies that that are offered by professionals to people who've experienced trauma.
I wanted to ask you also, and we have just a couple minutes remaining, but about the need to address your trauma immediately. I have also understood that if you address it immediately, it's easier to unlock it and to release it and to let it go, dissipate the trauma, than if we hold on to it. Unfortunately, many of us don't realize that we're suffering post-traumatic stress until much later after an incident. Could you comment on that?
Sure, you're absolutely right. And that, the sooner one you can address it, the better. We discovered that after, you know, in Bosnia after the war, seeing how devastating and how deeply rooted the patterns of trauma in biology, in psychology, in behavior. So people were anxious and angry, and they were fearful and shut down and drinking too much, and men who were never abusive before were abusing their wives. So we began working. I went with a colleague, went to Kosovo in the middle of the war, and began to work with people who'd been driven out of their homes, as well as working with the soldiers who were peacekeepers. So always now, we want to go as soon as possible, as soon as feasible, to work with people to help them deal with their trauma. So I would say that if you think you may be experiencing symptoms of post-traumatic stress, if you're finding yourself worried or anxious or having difficulty sleeping, check out the transformation. Check out and see if those symptoms are indeed part of post-traumatic stress, and then begin to use the techniques, whichever ones seem most relevant to you, to begin to heal yourself. Don't wait till it becomes fixed. The longer you wait, the more likely those patterns are to become fixed. And as you said, they're much harder to change. So right now, I'm exploring going down to the Bahamas to begin our program, even as people are dealing with the overwhelming situation, to begin to give them the tools, the same tools that are in the transformation, to help them deal with the major task of rebuilding their lives and their community.
The book is The Transformation, Discovering Wholeness and Healing After Trauma. Our guest is Dr. James Gordon. We'll post a link on our show page on kpcw.org. Dr. Gordon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows wherever you find your podcasts. You can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.